officers of the armed forces posted at peace stations will no longer get a promised perk, free daily rations. In fact, the daily bread, butter, milk, cornflakes and more have disappeared since the 1st of July. They instead get a daily allowance of 96 rupees and 3 paise. The 7th Pay Commission has stipulated this, but the move has outraged some officers. Now, one officer has warned that he'll go to court if the order is not rolled back. There are other officers, however, who feel that they don't really need rations anymore since their salary has gone up a great deal after the 7th Pay Commission was announced.
The army marches on its stomach, and India's armed forces will continue to do so on the front lines. But at peace postings, since 1st July, officers are no longer getting their daily ration, a perk General Sam Manekshaw demanded after the 1971 war and got in 1983. Officers are publicly silent. But Lieutenant General John Ranjan Mukherjee, who retired as Chief of Eastern Command and once headed 15 Corps in J&K, spoke plainly.
I'll be very frank and blunt. I think it's a wrong step by the government. It contributes to driving a wedge between the officers and the JCOs and other acts.
Ever since the 7th Pay Commission put it in black and white, officers are seething. The debate over the buddy or sahayak tradition has already strained officer-jawan ties, they say. Post the ration ban, it's become worse, with mamas off, serve them right. Ominous, officers say. Colonel Mukul Dev, Deputy Judge Advocate General in the Judicial Service, now posted in Jodhpur, has written to the Union of India. He was promised free ration as a perk when he joined. He points out, if the ration ban is not rolled back by 30th August, he will go to court for breach of contract. His lawyer has not heard from authorities yet.
Prisoner in the jail is authorized a ration money of 137 rupees per day, and an army officer is authorized only 96 rupees per day. You can well imagine, are the army officers even worse than the prisoners? Or they are bonded laborers? The government is not thinking about it.
There are, however, counter arguments. Why should officers get free rations at peace stations, especially after a handsome hike in salary after the 7th Pay Commission? And what about corruption in procurement and distribution? The CAG report of 2016 has questioned malpractice in the Army Supply Corps. Officers say malpractices must be plugged and punished. But why punish some 80,000 officers for that? General Mukherjee goes a step further.
It's not a question of what is 96 rupees or 200-300 rupees worth of rations. Throw it out of the window. It doesn't matter. When I was commissioned, we didn't have it. But having granted a perk, taking it away in this fashion, and progressively degrading the armed forces, denigrating them, is unforgivable by the government.
The colonel who complained has, according to sources, been show-caused, and a legal battle seems on the cards. But the dispute is an emotive one. Should we risk it impacting a real battlefield? In Kolkata, with G.D. Shankar and Regimon, Munideepa Banerjee, NDTV.
So is there a larger message which is being sent out to the armed forces community? Joining us now to look at this, General V.P. Malik, the former Chief of Army Staff. Good evening, General. Thanks very much for being with us. Colonel R. Manglik, the lawyer and counsel for Colonel Mukul Dev. Colonel Manglik is a retired officer. And with me, the trade unionist, Shiv Gopal Mishra. Thanks very much for being with us. General Malik, let me come to you first. Is it less an issue with the ration itself and more an issue about the pride of the armed forces, which some believe is being degraded? General Malik, can you hear me?
Vishnu,
yeah, go ahead.
We started, the officers started getting their free rations. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Vishnu, we started, the officers of the armed forces started getting free rations sometimes in 1973. And it was not because India had won the 71 war. It was because the demand had been there for quite some time. And I think it was General Krishna Rao's time that we got free rations. Now, I have not heard from any officer saying that now that we are getting more pay, so therefore we don't need ration. That was one of the things that you said earlier. I have not heard that. But I have heard a large number of serving officers saying that why has this been suddenly taken off? Of course, it was there in the 7th Pay Commission, but nobody believed that this will be taken away. And the question was going on all the time that, look, people are considering the other allowances, etc. And when they are sorting out all the allowances, probably this will, the ration, free rations will not be taken away. To let me say that, by and large, I have seen disappointment amongst the serving officers about the rations being taken off. The other thing that comes to my mind is that free rations have been there since 1973, a practice which has been there, which is being organized within the government. What the government can get for 96 rupees or 100 rupees, obviously individual officers cannot get that kind of ration with that much money.
Okay.
Why General, has this been taken off suddenly?
Okay, General, I want to bring in. I want to bring in Shiv Gopal Mishra.
Disenchantment. There is a certain.
Since we've got a very short period.
Disillusionment amongst the.
Okay, Mr. Mishra, do you believe that there is a certain sense of entitlement, which is potentially problematic over here, particularly since a certain salary is paid a young lieutenant serving in cities, now joining. Can, with all his perks, get a salary of close to 1 lakh rupees. Does this officer necessarily require a ration as well? Why should we as taxpayers be paying for this perk? Is it required?
Actually, before the pay commission, this demand was came from the many officers and from the staff itself. That no doubt ration given earlier, it was one can say that it's a question of dignity.
Yes.
But it was a popular demand that instead of giving the ration, because what they are getting in the ration, that is not the standard, and what they don't require, that is given, and something what they require, that is not being given. So the ration allowance should be paid to them instead of giving that. I feel that that should have been properly compensated. And there I think this pay commission has totally abolished it.
Yes.
But the government has given them, restored that.
Okay.
But the grouse is that they have not restored in full.
Okay.
So that is the issue.
Right.
But I 100% agree with you that at the higher level, this can be demolished. But at the lower level, if something is being compensated, that should continue.
Okay, it is continuing for jawans.
Yeah.
And jawans. Doesn't affect when soldiers or officers or men and women are deployed in the front. So that remains untouched. Colonel Manglik, there's a counter argument here. Let me read that out and then get you to respond. The counter argument is that this is no great loss, the loss of rations, since officers never relied on these rations to feed their entire family. The quantity of rations allotted was based on a calorific consumption for just one person, namely the officer. And presently, after the last pay commission, officers have seen an exponential rise in their salaries and can easily afford to buy what they require. And then there's the point about what about corruption in the procurement and distribution process. For example, the Comptroller and Auditor General in 2016 had raised serious questions of malpractice in the Army Supply Corps as well. So as you fight this particular case, what is this really about? But the same question I asked General Malik, is it less about rations and more about dignity and honor, which you believe the bureaucracy or the government is denying the army? Or is it actually about 96 rupees or their equivalent in rations?
No, it is not the question of the 96 rupees or equivalent in ration. The question is firstly of the dignity. Secondly, I would like to correct you that it is so much of, till now it has been said that the officers' pay has increased exponentially and they can sustain themselves. I would like you to compare the army officers' pay with that of the any group A civilian officer. They are at par. There is nothing additional which has been paid except for the military service pay. And the military service pay is not for the buying rations. It is for the purpose of hazardous terrain service. That is, we are serving in the field area and all other areas. And it is because of our service condition, the army officers are paid, rather armed forces officers are paid, military service pay. So you cannot say that we have been given very much hype by the 7th pay commission.
But isn't the salary is that has been given in civilian? The 7th pay commission for and officers and men alike, Colonel Manglik, enough for them to be able to provide for their own food and their families?
No, it is not the question of providing own food or not. The question is what was entitled to a officer, why it is to be taken away without any compensation, and the what is the compensation? Can anybody in today's date buy that calorific value rations in rupees 96? I ask you a simple question. Can anyone in India buy a 96 rupees ration and with that calorific value?
No, but the answer to that, Colonel, and is as that regards officers the CAG were not report, relying on said. Only that for their, for their food intake. Never. Not now, not before. If you look at calorific intake, this supplemented calorific intake, officers used to rely for themselves and their families by using their own salaries like everybody else to buy food. This was just a supplement. It was a perk. A perk has been removed. That's one argument.
You are wrong. That is what I'm saying. You are totally wrong because it is whatever the rations are being supplied, even if it is sufficient for one person in the calorific value, the officer is buying for his rest of the family and he is sufficient for this ration.
Why shouldn't he spend his salary to buy
both
for the rest of his family?
So now that load will be... Why not? Why should it be taken away? It is only okay. Because you are saying that the CAG has said there is a corruption in buying rations and that is why it should be taken away and in lieu the ration money should be given, which is a meager amount of 96 rupees. And what is happening? Can the government assure that within this 96 rupees, the calorific value required for an officer's survival can be bought?
Okay, but again, the government's argument over there, Colonel, and I'm sorry we are done completely out of time, is that no officer relies on just this ration for their calorific survival, neither for themselves nor for their families. But it's a larger issue, and it does certainly touch the cord of the armed forces. And clearly, the government has acted in a certain way. Many in the armed forces feel it's unjust, but it needs to be mentioned there are others who feel that this money has entered their accounts, and therefore they can spend it whichever way they want. I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. Completely out of time. Goodbye.